At 6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The bills that state lawmakers are working on during Colorado's special legislative session are expected to reach the halfway point today. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Money for broadband access and help for some businesses and restaurants are among those that advanced yesterday. A number of Republican bills failed to gain traction. State lawmakers are expected to wrap up their work tomorrow. The legislature generally agrees on the goal, providing emergency aid to those groups hardest hit financially by the pandemic. But lawmakers have differed sharply on how to observe safety protocols for their work at the Capitol. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The rise in COVID cases around the state has led to the possibility of shutdown orders, and local leaders say they need more coordination with the governor's office. 26 mayors sent a letter to Governor Polis asking him to better communicate with local officials. They say they can't learn about policy changes from press conferences. Jackie Millay is the mayor of Lone Tree, south of Denver. She says the state must also enforce the public health orders consistently. Some counties are openly flouting the rules.
And there appears to be no consequence. I've had a restaurant owner call me to say, you know, my buddy up in such and such a county is open for business. Why can't I be open for business?
The governor's office says he shared the mayor's concerns about local governments trying to undermine restrictions. In Pueblo County, health officials say 1 in 29 residents are likely to be contagious with the coronavirus. Pueblo County tested more than 20,000 people in November, their busiest month yet. Numbers of contagious people statewide are at 1 in 41 people based on data modeling. Testing in Pueblo continues at the Colorado State Fairgrounds through Saturday. This morning, it's 39 degrees in Pueblo, 34 in Denver. Highs will be in the 30s and 40s today with snow along the Front Range. This is CPR News.